Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. I saw this really interesting thing on the news. Video shows crowd in street takeover swarming police cruiser in Virginia, a so-called civil disturbance unit, after an incident over the weekend in Springfield where members of a street takeover swarmed an officer's car. So I wanted to do a very simple tarot reading on this. If you ever look at the news and you wonder what in the world is behind that, I am with you. And that is a huge reason why I do tarot readings and medium readings, is to dig deeper into the truth. There's so much that the U.S. government and people don't want us to know. So what I found was I pulled a few cards from my Hoodoo tarot deck. And the first card that I pulled was the Four of Coins in reverse. And this is a beautiful card that is describing the gangs that have formed, the new gangs, and how the government doesn't want to admit that more have formed and that there's also gangs within the U.S. government. They don't want to admit that. And there's some kind of religion that comes with these groups, or a specific group that is quite interesting. I'm not completely sure about it, but it is a unique religion that they have that pertains to their group or groups. This card also states the suppression, that what happens is the U.S. government suppresses blacks in Virginia, and that's their way of getting rid of the black community, is that they will suppress them. And then once they're suppressed and ruined, of course, they try to rip them to pieces. This is pretty clear in this reading. I find it unfortunately common in a lot of my tarot readings that I do. I also want to note that this card touches on women in Virginia that are under slavery. I know that sounds absolutely bizarre, but young girls come through, or women come through, as going through some sort of slavery in Virginia. I am not kidding you. It's in there. And I don't think that that's something that the U.S. government wants revealed. So going on to the next card is the Two of Coins. I think what the Two of Coins is trying to say is that there's a power struggle. There's these cops and the U.S. government trying to suppress the blacks out in Virginia, more so than what the U.S. knows about. It must be pretty bad out there as far as cops being Nazis. Well, there's a power struggle because they see these cops with guns and they're like, oh, I have to have weapons to protect myself because they have weapons. And this seems to be a thought process that I think many people would have. And maybe to you that may seem bizarre, but I can sympathize and have compassion for that. If you're targeted just because the color of your skin in a certain state, which I'm sure it's in all states, but more so Virginia than others. I had a very racist experience in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So I'm sure there's just certain areas are worse than others and certain areas are better. So it just seems like there's a power struggle there going on, and the U.S. government is not welcome. And there's violence between the U.S. government and these groups, but more so on a level of trying to protect yourself. You know, if you're a person that is suppressed and they use suppression to ruin you and get rid of you, I really think that that is what this reading is about. I think it is about us waking up to the fact that Virginia is not evolved past racism. And everybody acts a certain way for a certain reason. They don't just wake up and say, I'm just going to be a bad person. Nor do I think these people are bad people. I truly think that what we're looking at in the news is a state, Virginia, that is racist and they're suppressing the blacks. And this is the outcome. What would you do if somebody tried to suppress you so badly into poverty and on the streets and in jails and in mental hospitals? How would you fight back for your freedom? Thank you for listening to Mama Isis Podcast. Blessed be.